All right, let's talk about something nobody wants to admit. If you're running consumer-focused fintech right now, your unit economics are probably getting destroyed. But here's the thing. While everyone's scrambling in the consumer space, there's a massive opportunity hiding in plain sight. We're talking about B2B financial services for defense contractors and compliance infrastructure. Sounds boring, right? That's exactly why it's profitable. Let me hit you with the numbers that changed how I'm thinking about this entire space. Real disposable personal income growth just hit near zero, sitting at 0.9% year over year. Meanwhile, inflation accelerated to 3.1% on a three-month basis. Translation, your customers are broke, they're getting broker, and your customer acquisition costs are rising faster than their lifetime values. If you're running consumer lending or payments, you're probably seeing this in your dashboards right now. Payment volumes are constrained, conversion rates are dropping. That next funding round? Good luck. But here's where it gets interesting. While consumer wallets are tightening, government spending is exploding. Europe just committed to an 800 billion euro defense modernization initiative. Think about what that means for a second. We're talking about massive B2B payment volumes that require specialized procurement finance, extended settlement cycles, and compliance infrastructure. These aren't your typical $2 coffee transactions. These are high-value, low-frequency transactions where you can charge basis points on hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. Let's get tactical about what this actually looks like for a solopreneur. The hidden margin play everyone's missing is currency volatility. The renminbi dropped 20% against the euro since mid-2022. German intelligence is showing that 80% of Russia's sanctioned circumvention now runs through China. Now, most people look at currency volatility and see risk. I look at it and see a product. Here's the business case that actually works. Companies dealing with China face foreign exchange risk they're not equipped to manage. You can't compete with Wise or PayPal on consumer transfers. Don't even try. But you absolutely can offer specialized treasury management for small and medium businesses with China exposure. The beautiful part is the traditional banks completely ignore these companies. Banks want $10 million minimum relationships. Large fintechs are focused on consumer plays. You're sitting in the perfect middle, serving a neglected segment with high willingness to pay. Let me walk you through the simplest version of this. Start with a spreadsheet-based foreign exchange hedging advisory service. You're monitoring your client's FX exposure and recommending hedging strategies. Charge $500 to $2,000 per month for the service. Total setup cost, under $5,000. As you scale, you integrate with something like the Interactive Brokers API for automated hedging execution. Your revenue model is monthly retainer plus basis points on hedging transactions. Let's say you've got a client with $1 million in monthly China exposure. You're charging 15 basis points on transactions. That's $1,500 per month in transaction fees alone on top of your retainer. Now let's talk about compliance, because this is where you can build a legitimate moat as a small player. The new EU Defense Commissioner, Andreas Coppelius, is signaling a hardening stance on China-related financial flows. Large fintechs move incredibly slowly on compliance updates. Their infrastructure is massive, and changing it is like turning an aircraft carrier. You can build China-aware compliance tools faster and cheaper than they can possibly pivot. Here's your practical build. Create a compliance checklist service for European defense contractors. Start dead simple. Build a Notion template documenting current sanctions requirements. Then create an Airtable database tracking supplier risk scores. Charge $200 per month for compliance monitoring alerts. Once you hit 20 clients, that's $4,000 in monthly recurring revenue. Now you've got the cash flow to invest in API integration with sanctions databases. Comply Advantage and Dow Jones Risk and Compliance both offer developer-friendly APIs. This turns your manual service into semi-automated SaaS. And here's something most people don't think about. The exit strategy on compliance infrastructure is incredible. These companies trade at 8 to 12 times revenue in M&A. Build to $500,000 in annual recurring revenue, which is about $41,000 per month, and you're looking at a $4 to $6 million exit to a larger compliance provider or traditional financial institution that's trying to expand their fintech capabilities. You can build this in 18 to 24 months as a solo operator. Let's talk about payment infrastructure for defense contractors, because this is where the real volume is. Defense procurement involves high-value, low-frequency transactions with extended settlement cycles. Traditional payment processors aren't optimized for this at all. They want high-volume, low-value consumer transactions. Defense contractors need extended payment terms like 60 to 90 days. They need multi-currency handling. They need compliance documentation for government audits. They need supply chain payment automation. Nobody's serving this well. Here's your bootstrap approach. Start as a payment facilitator using Stripe Treasury or similar infrastructure. Your Stripe Treasury account is free. You'll need working capital for extended terms. Negotiate a $100,000 line of credit at 8 to 10% annually. Your per transaction costs with Stripe are about 2.9% plus 30 cents. You charge 3.5% to 4% plus 50 cents per transaction. Your margin is 60 to 110 basis points plus 20 cents per transaction. On $1 million in monthly volume, that's $8,000 to $13,000 in monthly gross profit. Customer acquisition in this space is actually easier than consumer fintech. European defense contractors are concentrated and findable.
LinkedIn Sales Navigator targeting plus direct outreach to procurement managers works. Your cost per customer acquisition is about $500 to $1,000 versus thousands for consumer fintech. The economics just work better. Now, I want to talk about something that might seem off topic, but it's actually critical for how you build. Russia's consumer spending patterns under economic stress are giving us a preview of what happens when economies break. Russians now spend 40% of their income on food compared to 10 to 12% in the US. Restaurant closures are accelerating. Defense companies can't make payroll. Payment infrastructure is failing at multiple points. Traditional corresponding banking relationships are severing. Insurance is getting refused. Banks are declining transactions. Here's what this teaches us as builders. Payment system sovereignty matters. If you're building in emerging markets or serving customers with any geopolitical risk, you need multiple corresponding banking relationships. You need local payment rail redundancy. You need sanctions-resistant infrastructure architecture. If your fintech relies on a single banking partner, you're vulnerable. Diversify now while you can negotiate good terms. Open backup accounts with two or three additional banking partners. Yes, it's annoying paperwork, but when sanctions hit or banking relationships fail, you'll have business continuity while your competitors are scrambling. All right, let's get to your quick win, because I know you've got work to do. This weekend, not next month, this weekend, set up your compliance monitoring infrastructure. Create free accounts on the OFAC sanctions list and EU sanctions list. Set up Google alerts for sanctions updates. Build an Airtable database template for client compliance tracking. Total cost, $0. Time investment, 4 hours. Revenue potential, $200 per month per client. By Monday, you can pitch this service to your first potential client. The anti-pattern here is critical. Do not build consumer lending or payments right now. The unit economics are terrible and getting worse. Every piece of data we're seeing points to the same conclusion. B2B and compliance infrastructure are where small operators can actually win. While everyone else is fighting over scraps in the consumer space, you can be building profitable infrastructure serving customers who actually have money to spend. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow.